Hey, Chris, this is Daniel with Local Splash. How you doing this
Daniel, what's going on, big guy? Doing good. I got a question for you there.
Yeah, shoot.
So my question is, I got multiple emails from Local Splash, and one of them, it wanted me to accept something for another $149. What is that?
It shouldn't be from us. It's from Local Splash Support, you said?
Local Splash, it says Local Splash Support, reminder, electronic signature needed. And so when I click on that to view, I'll click here. I'm doing it now. It goes down here, loading page, Google Ads, all this stuff, advanced reporting. And then it has my mobile number.
That's your invoice. Yeah, so it should say Local Splash Terms of Experience, right? And it has all your services listed that you pay for.
Okay. Well, see, I saw this one down here. It said initial cost $249, then it shows $149.
Mm-hmm.
And then for cancellation refund. Okay. I'm just double checking. So do I need to sign that then?
Invoice. Yeah, so you do need to put your name in there and hit confirm to be able to access your tracking and reporting system. That's going to take you to a username password screen.
Okay.
Let me know when you're there, and I'll generate you the password now. The username's just your phone number. It's real easy to remember.
Okay, well, it says right here, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer and credit card, blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
Click that, right?
Put on file with us. Yeah, click that, and then just type in Christopher Hernandez at the bottom and hit confirm. You're not being charged anything. That's just your invoice, okay, that you initially paid.
Okay.
It should take you to a username password screen. Give me one second.
I see that.
Okay, hold on. Still not letting me auto-generate it. Okay, there we go. Now it's letting me generate. All right, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to email you the username and password. I'm going to text it, and I'm going to give it to you verbally right now. Give me one click.
Okay.
All right. Looks like everything's on track, too. You're just adding this on to the Google Business profile, right?
Yeah, I talked to a lady this morning, and she said that they would get on it.
Okay, got you.
And I told her I got more people, and now I'm up to 16 reviews. And I told her, please don't lose those.
You're not. They already have it in the – I was reading it before I called you even. They have the 16 review. Like, we're making sure we're merging it all to that one. So you're not going to lose any of those reviews. Okay?
All right.
Give me a second, man. I feel like they always move this. Here it is. Okay. Login credentials for advanced reporting. All right, so I just emailed it. Let me text it. Your username is super easy. It's your phone number.
559-304-8100.
Yes, sir. And the password, I just texted it to you, but let me just give it to you verbally. It's all lowercase. My clicks. Yeah.
Okay, it says advanced reporting, beta. Your Google listing is not verified.
Yeah, that's what they're in the process of verifying. If you hit verify now, it should take you to a code, the 5-digit PIN code. You already have that, though. I see in the notes.
Should I do that?
No, you're fine. I see in the notes they added, you just added them on, right, to the Google Business profile? Okay, so let me, hold on. Messenger, the tiny URL. I just want to make sure we're on the same page with the 16 reviews. I don't want you to lose any of those. Yep, I told him we will merge. He has. Okay, cool. So he. Hold on, I have it pulled up here. I'm going to send her the actual link.
Yeah, because I told her that I only have the domain for, or whatever it was, for the one that has one review. I go, I tried to do the one that has a 16, and it wouldn't let me. It kept on just going to that one. So she said that they would take care of it.
Okay. I'm just double, triple checking. After I message her, I'm just getting clarification from her. I'm even going to message the director on that side just to make sure we're all on the same page, you know? So I don't want you to lose any of those reviews. So you won't, once you merge, all reviews will be, yes, okay. So once you merge, all your, even your one review on the other one is going to go to the same account. Okay?
Okay. All right.
And I'll put that in the notes. I'm still going to give a message. His name's Caesar. That way he's on top of it as well. But yeah, you were able to log into the tracking system, right?
Yeah.
Okay. If you ever have any questions on how to use that thing, just call me. I'll walk you through it, no problem. You know, just give it, till tomorrow, but tomorrow it shouldn't say verify listing. In fact, in probably like an hour, it'll already say listings verified. They're just merging them right now. Okay?
Okay, so that sounds good.
All right, but give it a tomorrow just to be safe. And then once you, if you're logged into it now, so once you have the listing verified, if you go to, let me pull it up. All right, so you should have in the top right-hand corner, it's like a little hamburger. It's like three lines.
Yeah.
If you click on that and you go down to reviews, okay?
Yeah.
And you're going to have, so what will happen once they merge your listings, in the top right-hand corner, it's going to say request review. That's where you put your client's name, phone number, or email, and it'll send them a pre-made message to be able to leave another review or a five-star review.
Oh, okay.
Right? Yeah, so but that won't be available until it's merged. So just give it till like tomorrow, and if you have any questions on how to use it, it's super easy. But just don't hesitate to call. I'll walk you through it.
Yeah, that's for all the new customers from here on out, right?
Yes, correct. So your old ones that already left a review, they don't have to go on and re-review it. It'll still be there, but for your new customers, yeah. Okay?
Okay, cool, man. That works.
All right. Awesome. Hey, do you have any additional questions in the meantime, Chris?
No, that's it. That's
all right, perfect. If you ever do, don't hesitate to call. If you are on the client support side and you want to talk to me, just let them know and they'll transfer you over or they'll message me. Okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, Chris. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye.